ויומן דף ממהי עמד בייס this is the two lines before the Gemara starts getting white. The last word on the first line, Kana Halev. What is the halacha of the Kana Halev? So we have a machlokes. Rab Omar b'mashu, Ushmul Omar b'rubay. Here we have a machlokes Rab Ushmul, and it seems we paskan like Rab. So the Gemara asks, Hai niyu Kana Halev. What is the Kone Halev? Omar Rav Bar Yitzchok, Omar Rav, Chelev Shalgabi Defonis. Now, as we will see as the sugya progresses, the Kone Halev is covered with fat. That's for sure. It is a Kone, it is a tube, but it is covered with fat. So Rabbi Bar Yitzchok Omar Rav said, Chelev Sha'al Gavei Defanes. So let us see what Rashi says. Kona Halev, so Rashi says, Lekama Meforish, what the Kona Halev is, B'mashahu Imnike Vachitas Rav. So now Rashi was bothered with a problem. Lemaisa, the fat that surround the Knei Halev, a Lemaisa kosher to eat. And we know that Chelev is fats which are osur, and Shumin is are fats which are mutter. So why is this? So here we're going to speak about Chelev, Shalgabi Tfonis, or the Chelev Shalgabi Doif Neireya. This is not chaylev, this is shuman. So Rashi says, kol chaylev, mikri chaylev. All fats in the behemah are called chaylev, bein tomei, bein toyer. V'shuman eina ela loshin chachomim. The chachomim wanted to differentiate between chaylev hamuta and chaylev also, so they called the chaylev hamuta shuman. V'shuman eina ela loshin chachomim. Kigoin gabi shteichaticha is acha shal chelev acha shal shumen. Da'al kolchei kori lei shumen. Yishum de gabi chelev tanya. Since it's speaking about two chatichas, he wanted to differentiate, so he called that one shumen. So he said, this is the chelev al gabi defonis. So Rashi says, "Hayoyret al hatzlois min hashedre." There is fat that come down from the shedre to the ribs, and that is the kona halev. So the Gemara asks, "The fonois salke daitoch." So Rashi says, "Al gabe the fonois salke daitoch." My chiyuse talye bay, these fats, there's no chiyus whatsoever. So memele, so how could you say there's a shayle, a bayroiv, or a mashu? Elo sha'al gabe doifne reye. Now we're speaking about the fats, sha'al gabe doifne reye. Kone shumen, there is a kone, a tube that comes from the lathe, sheyoyreid, but it's enclosed with fat, it's surrounded with fat, it's a fatty kone. Kone shumen, sheyoyreid, ben shtei arugais horeya, that goes between the two arugais horeya, between there is a indentation between the two chelkei hareya. Now the lave is behind the reya, and this kone goes up from behind, from the lave, behind the reya, and goes over the reya, and this is V'davuk b'shedre, it is davuk b'shedre, u'mechuba l'chalal ha'leiv. And this is mechuba to the chalal ha'leiv. So the chalev, since we meant that what we mentioned, chalev is, we're speaking about that this is a fatty, this is a fatty kone, it is surrounded by fat. So memele, that is the kone halei. Just 1 second. He has the Sichas Chulin, he has over in Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. We have here the picture of the Kone Halev, and we can see he has dotted lines, that the dotted lines show, that means it comes out from underneath. The lave is underneath, which is partially covered, and see at 125 Gimel, which is partially covered by the Reye, the Unes Molis of the Reye. And the dotted lines, he shows us where the lave is and how the Kona HaLev comes out from the lave and then goes over onto the Reye and is between the Aruge Sareye. That is the Tzir of the, that is the Kona HaLev. Amar HaMeimer Mishmei Derav Nachman Chlosa Kani Havi. Now in this area there are three Kanim. There are three Kanim. Chad Chad Porish Lelibe, one goes to the lave, Vachad Porish Lereye, one of the Kanim, this is the Kanim, this is the Kone that goes to the Reye, Vachad Porish Lekavta, and one goes to the Kove. There are three Kanim. Now let us see what Rashi says. Chad Porish Tlose Kane Have. La'acher shehakone nichnas l'chose. When the kone enters the chose, mispatzel l'shloishe. Now, the rehites loshen of Rashi is that these three konim originate from the kone. That means the kone enters the lungs. And then just like we saw pictures that the kone goes into the chalokim, the Beis HaSimpoinis, it goes into the lung. Also from the kone, there comes out two other kanim, one which goes to the lave, and one which goes to the kovet. And that the Mefoshim asks, L'chayre, from what we see, these are kanim, which are in one area, but do not originate from the kone. There are kanim in one area which we can see the three kanim. In 127, he brings down, in the 127 Gimel de Sichas Chulin, he brings down from the Rehites Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that from the kone alone, these three kanim come out. That's the rehitis loshen of Rashi. They all come out from the kone. One kone goes chad porish lelive, chad porish lekavde, and one goes into the. That's the rehitis loshen of Rashi. And he writes over here in 127 Gimel. He says he made a picture like the Mashmois of Loshen Rashi, but he says v'hine hametzias begufa behema ene niriskach ki onu royim שקונה אנשים בלבד הוא הנכנס לרעיה ומוי ולעבר. וקונה, which we know that the גרגרס, that enters the רעיה, the lungs, and that brings in oxygen. באוי שני הקונים האחרים יויצים מהלב ומהבילים דם. The other two קונים יויצים מהלב ומהבילים דם, and למעשה, he says Lamaisa does not mean exactly that separate from the kone, but al kaponim in this area there are three kanim, and these three kanim chad porish leliba. Here's over in daf kufsa mechei. Here's perhaps the picture you have here, the three kanim. One goes to the lev, one to the kaveg. Kanim evil dam me halev lareye. And then you have the kaveg. Chad porish lekavda. Here we have already more or less a picture. And the tumuni cheltaki brings down the live pictures, how they really look, how these three kanim look. So, because we have here three kanim, one goes into the reya, one goes into the kovid, and one goes into the leg. Now, Omar Ameimer, Mishmeid Rav Nachman, Klose kani havi, chad porish le libe, vechad porish le reya, vechad porish le kavde. Now, the reya, the kone that enters the reya, kereya, that is the din like the reya. And just like the reya, the talfus of the reya is a nekev mashu, so the chelik, akone, that enters the reya is also a nekev mashu. The kavdo, ke kavdo. The treifus of the kavid we had in the Mishnah is nitol kol akavid. If there's leftover kezayis or a mashu, then it's kosher. But the talfus of the kavid is dafkev nitol akavid. So the kone that goes into the kaveid has hilchis kaveid, and also only, so there is no psul of neke, there's no psul of nifsak, the psul is nital. If this kone is nital, then it's straight. And the libe and the kone that comes out from the leiv is pligin. Here we have a machloikis, Rav Shmuel. Let us see what Rashi says. Chad porish l'reye. There's one chelik, that one kone that goes into the reye, u'mischalek b'soichoy, and it gets divided up in the reye, v'hein has the simpoines. These are the simpoines which go into the reye. The reye kereye. So the chelik, the kone that enters the reye as the din of the reye, the nekev mashu, the kavdo ki kavdo. So here's the din talvus of the kovet, ashi yinotol kuloi, ki disnan gabi kovet, lo nishtayer mimenu klum, the libo pligi rabu shmu leel. And by the way, we have the machlekes rabu shmu. That is one mahalach. Mar Bachiyah Masni Ipche. Mar Bachiyah said, Fakel. The Reye, the Chelik of the Kone that enters the Reye, Kikabde. So the Talfus is only if it's Nital. If this Kone was Nital. The Kabde Kereye. And the Kone that enters the Kovet, so then the Talfus is Benekit. And the Libe, Pligi. And by the late that we have the machlekes Rav Shmuel, if it's Rav says b'mashu and Shmuel amar b'ruba. Let us see Rashi. Masni ipche dereye ad sheyinoto kikavdo. This is dinim like the kovet. O de kavde, the kone that comes out from the kovet kireye. b'mashu, udalibi pligi rav ushmu. So Rashi says, so now Rashi, so we have two days. That means the first day holds that the kona areya lechumre, it's benekev. The kona of the kaved is the achiyinoto. The second day holds punfakel, the kona of the kaved is b'mashu, and the kona of the areya is achiyinoto. Uchalishne kama mistavra, so Rashi says, lalocha we paskin like the lishne kama. The Kamlei Rabbi Yechanin Kibosei, because we hear on that Memhei Amad Aleph, the Omer Leel Nikev Lemata Minachose Nidain Kereye. Rabbi Yechanin said on Amad Aleph that if the Kone was Nikev Lemata Minachose, that so then it has Nidain Kereye, it's not, so then the Talfus is not Beruboy, the Talfus is Benekev. So Rashi says, so therefore we pass him. Since Rabbi Yochanan held like this, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Taisvis. Mar bar chiyah masni ibche, perish bekunteris, the mistavre kelishne kame. The kom le Rabbi Yochanan b'shitzei leel. Rabbi Yochanan, we see, holds like the lishne kame. The omar nike vakone lemata minachose, niden kereye. V'nire, so Taisvis says, no, does linen bekula lechumre. Fakert, we have here, there's a chumre that the kona that nichnas l'rei is b'mashu. There's a chumre that the kona nichnas b'kovid is b'mashu. V'nira, does linen bekula lechumre. Mid l'yit mehilchus aloi kemar v'loi kemar. Since the gemara is not machia, so therefore we should be machma. V'gam rabbi eichen in doma nike v'kona l'mati min achoze mashme Bein de reye, bein de kavde, nidain kereye. He says, akone lamata minachose. So there's a kone that's nichnas lereye. He doesn't say that the kone that's nichnas lereye. He describes it, hakone, nikev akone lamata minachose. That means these konim are after when the chose, from the chose and further. So these konim can include side the kone that's nichnas l'reye and side the kone that's nichnas l'kovid. Mash bein the rei bein the kav the nidin kereye. Rei bein the chananel posik l'chum the shlosh tam the kuvosam b'mashu bein the kovid bein the reye and bein the leiv we paskin like Rav. That the Rav says that the kone leiv is also b'mashu. So we machma by all these three konim that the nitraf benekev mashu. Let us see further in the Gemara. Ozol Rav Chiya bar Yosef, omro lishmaita de Rav kamei de Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, that means Shmuel lived in Erdor, Rav lived in Sure. That was the Gemara brought before. Rav says that the kona leiv is b'mashu, Shmuel says it's beruboy. They didn't see one another. They were quoted. Rav had said b'mashu, and Shmuel had said beruboy. So now the Gemara brings Mar b'achiyah, Rav Chiya by Yosef Omro l'shmaita de Rav kamei de Shmuel. He told Shmuel that Rav holds it's b'mashu the kona leiv. Omar lei hochi Omar abe. If Rav said that the kona leiv is b'mashu, is loyada betreifes v'leiklum. So he does not know anything. Shmuel, I think the Moshe Masechta Shabbos was a physician. Loyada betreifes v'leiklum. So he's not bakant in the treifes of an animal. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, see v'alocha we paskin like Rav, al kaponim. After this professional statement of Shmuel, Omro lishmaite dera, the Omro b'mashu kamei de Shmuel. Akati lehave shmielei. Shmuel never heard this memra of Rav. The Rav besura v'rosh yeshive. V'hosam ava Omro shmaitse, that the hishtik teire he said in Surim. Shmuel ave b'nodo. Abba Rav, Hochi Avekori Le Shmuel, Shmuel called Rav Abba, it's a Loshen of father, the Hava Odev Mine, that he was bigger than him, so Memele, so that's why he called him Abba. Ani Shamati Abba, I heard the Abba, is the Galse Abba Chaveri. So Lachet is a Girse Abba Chaveri. So the Yisabrocha wants to say, we had heard before, the Shita Sa'oroch is like that, that the name of Rav was Abba. Now, Shmuel could call him Abba by name, because he wasn't a Talmud of his. So the seems there was a girsa Abba Chaveri, Abba my Chaver. So that means his name was Abba. The Yisabrocha brings down the Psach Sam Sofer before. Sam Sofer said that Shmuel would never call Rav by his name Abba, because Shmuel's father was also called Abba. So he wouldn't call. That's okay, so you have to know. Let us see further. Tana Rabbono, Chut HaShedro SheNifsak BeRuboi Divrei Rebbe. Now, we had in the Mishnah when we spoke about the Talfus of the Chut HaShedro, Nishbaro HaShedro VeNifsak HaChut Shelo. So here we're talking about the spinal cord. So the Mishnah says, "V'nivsak achut shelo." The chut was nivsak. The spinal cord was severed. So that's treife. So Tana Rabon, chut haShedre, shenivsak beruboy. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov Omer afilu nikev. Rabbi Yaakov is machmer. He says that afilu there's a nekev. In the Chut HaShedre, it also is Matref. Teure Rebbe ki Rebbe Yaakov. So Rebbe, even though Meshita he held Nifsak, but in Heiro, when they came Lamaise, he didn't want to be Seimach on what he holds. And he was Machma with Haneke. What's what Rashi says? Heure Rebbe, Shebo Maise Li Yodoy, Beheure La Hachmer. Uloi somach al dvorav, he didn't want to be somach al dvorav. Now I saw in Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim from Adoyin Rabbi Yonis and Shtayv Sechayin Ulav Roche. So he says, it's very modern. In the Mishnah it says, when it speaks about the Tarfus of the Chut HaShedre, it says, V'nifsak HaChut Shalo. So the Tarfus of the Chut, there's Nifsak, it says Nifsak in the Mishnah. And of all things, Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote Nifsak in the Mishnah. He doesn't bring down Shittas Rabbi Yaakov. And he doesn't bring down Shittas Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov wrote a Nekev. A Nekev passes from the Chut HaShedre. And Lamaisin didn't want to pass the Nifsak. This is our Rabbi Yonis and his Moiris. Rabbi Yonis says something very interesting. He says that Nikev does not mean one nekev. He doesn't say b'mashu. Rabbi Yaakov Omer afilu nikev. So he says it means it's like nikev nikva kinofo. That means that Rabbi Yaakov, everyone holds the Chut HaShedre is the psul, it's nitrav tavka when it's nivsak. No, Rabbi Yaakov was machmer, that if it was Nivsek, are you day Nikovim, like we had on the medal of Nikvo Kenofo, and maybe Rabbi Yaakov was Machma, that the Sholem is Mitzarev to the Nikovim, that we had a Machlokes there before between Daran and Rashi, that was the Chiddush. So Memele, so we gain a few things from this. Number one, so Lechere, I mean, one time he says, Beruboy, so he should have said, not a fill in the kiva fill of a mashu. We're telling how much. He says, boom, said a mashu. Number two, why doesn't he bring down Rabbi Yaakov in the Mishnah? And the Mishnah just says Nifsak. He says, Fakert, everyone holds Nifsak. The Shaila is, if it is Nifsak, to Nikovim, or it's Nifsak Mamash, it has to be Nifsak without a Hefsik Bintai. Is Lamai said, so let us go a little further. Omar Rahune, ein aloche ke Rabbi Yaakov. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yaakov. So the Rabbi Yonison says something very interesting. He says the way he learned Pshat in the Gemara, there's a machloikis, the Bach and the Tvua Shoyer, if it's Nifsak al Yedei Nikovim, the Bach says it's mutter. You need Dafke Mamish Nifsak. It's not right. And the Tvui Shoyer wants to be Machmer. Where did the Bach get it? The Rabbi Yonison Fakert, that's Pshat in the Gemara. It's not the Bach saying Psanegenish Diktor. Fakert, that was the whole Machloikis between the Rebbe and Rabbi Yaakov. That was the Machloikis. And now Omar Ravune. So now Ravune says, Ein Aloche Ke Rabbi Yaakov. Now look to Gemara Voice. So Akaponim, now we know that the Chut HaShedra, the Talfas of the Chut HaShedra is Dafke Berubay. Nifsak Berubay. Vekama Rubay. Now how do you Cheshbin Rubay? Now, when we're speaking about the spinal cord is made out of two components. The inside of the cord is moyach, and it comes from the moyach. And that's the inside of the cord. And then the outside of the cord is a cord. This is an oyer, a membrane that surrounds the moyach. So there's an inside and an outside. These are the two components of the Chut HaShedra. We have over here in the Avkuf Samachtes and the Sichas Chulen. So there, Tzio 140 Gimel, you have a picture of the spinal cord. You have over there, the inside is the Moyach, Pnim, that's the Pnim of the Chut HaShedra, and then you have the cord, the Oyer Ukrum Amakif Es HaMoyach. That is the spinal cord. Now we have so lalocha we paskin nifsak roiv of the Chut HaShedra. Now what has to be nifsak? Is Rav Omar roiv oiroiv? Roiv of the oir has to be nifsak. If roiv of the oir was nifsak, afilu the moyach shebesoichoi was not touched at all, it is trei. Va'omri lo roiv moichoi. And others hold Roiv Moichoi. That the Roiv of the Moyach, that's Besoich Achut HaShedra was Nifsak, it's right. Man da Oma Roiv Moichoi, Koshkein Roiv Oiroi. Man da Oma Roiv Oiroi, Roiv Moichoi, Mai, Toshma da Oma Nivli, Oma Rabhune, Ruboi Sha'omru Roiv Oiroi. Moyach ze loy male veloy moyre. The moyach is not male. That means if roiv of the oyer is nifsak, so afilu the moyach was not at all touched, it will not be marsha de beime. Veloy moyre, and if the moyach, roiv of the moyach was nifsak, but the Eir is Sholem, so it's Loi Moiri. Now let us see Rashi. Roiv Oiroi, so Rashi says, Im Nechtach Roiv Hekev Oiroi Sovit, Roiv of the Eir that is Makev, the Moyach, Fafo Pi Sha HaMoyach Loi Nifrat Klum, there's no Psyche, there's no chitoch In the Mayach is complete. Treife. That, we hold Reiv Eure, that's what Rav said. Va'omri lo Reiv Meichoi, the kivin shen nifsak, v'nifrat ha-mayach mebifnim, if that was nifsak, afal gav sho'ir kulay kayim treife. Koshke, so the Gemara says, if Reiv Meichoi is treife, Koshkein Reiv Eiroi, Sharei Reiv Eir Machzikoi, Vekiven Shenifsa Koir, Soif HaMoyech, Liporech Velotzeis. Nibli Shem Chocham. So, Bekitzer, I saw in the Tmunei Choyl, he asks the Kasha, if we're a little acquainted with the anatomy of an animal, of a person, the Mayach sends electrical current, whatever it is, from the Mayach through the Chut HaShedra. And that's electrical charges, whatever it's called, from the Mayach through the Chut HaShedra. And this works, the Mayach, this is the Mayach, that means the Chiyus HaAdam comes through the Mayach. And it's very interesting that the Gemara assumes for a Dover Parshat that if the oil, the membrane surrounding the Moyach was in Tachichetchai, which the membrane doesn't do anything in Yesod. The function of the Chut HaShedra is the Moyach. And the Moyach was Nivsak. There already is a suffix if it is Treif, if it's not Treif. He brings down a psahoshtik teure there to explain this phenomenon. Okay, so in the article he wants to say that Bemison is azoi. That, I mean, Rashi explains if the oir, if Reiv of the oir was nifsak, so lemaise, the moyach that's in the Chut HaShedra will go out of the Chut HaShedra. So that's shaklach. That means, the moyach, this taka, the whole chiyus is through the moyach, but if it's not contained by the oil around the moyach, it's going to leave the moyach and it's going to go out and you lost everything. So my mail that sicha matre, if the moyach is exposed through the psika of the oil the oil of the Chut HaShedra. If the Chut HaShedra is, if the oir is sholem and the mayach is nifsak, so then I saw in the article he wants to say, so could be then it's healable. So could be that's why it's not, I mean, this that what it is nifsak is, it can, it's it'll go back together and there's no problem. It doesn't smell, it's not matriv, the chiyus of the behemoth. Let us see Taisvis. Man the Omar Reiv Oiroi, the one that says Reiv Oiroi, Reiv Moichai Mai. What is the din by Reiv Moichai? So the Gemara says, so Taisvis says, what's the Shaila? He says, Reiv Oiroi. Dilma hua din by Reiv Moichai Levat Reife. Ay. Reiv Oiroi is more poshut. Why do you say Reiv Oiroi? Say Reiv Moichai. V'nokat Reiv Oiroi lashminin dafilo Oiroi boiroi. That he wants to tell us. That by the Oir you need Reiv also. That means if there is a split in the Oir, so the Moyach in the Chut HaShedra will leak out and it'd be a smorah to say that dafilo less than Reiv would be matriv. So that's the chiddush. No, by oyer you also need roiv oyeroi. By moyach you zicha need roiv. Ami is zicha not sufficient. Rebbeinu Tam Meforish, the meboy la iboy nami roiv moichoi. Not the shaila was if the kasha is if you also roiv moichoi also. So why does he say roiv oyeroi, which is more poshut? The many times says the shaila was, you need the roiv oirei and moichai. Oirei the noke mishu ika. Mikom bokem belay moichai. Nami yei nitreife. So it's good what he said, Revoire, the Iker Tarfus originates from the psika of the Revoire, but Lamais you need a psika of Revoire of the Mayachol. So the Gemara says, Lamale Veloimoirid. If the oir is nifsak, so the shleimus of the moich is lemale, and the oir is not nifsak, so the psike of the moich is lemoirit. Look the Gemara weiter. Rav Nosen Bar-Oven have Yosef kamei de Rav. Rav Nosen Bar-Oven was sitting in front of Rav, Bodak b'roiv oiroi. First he was Bodak b'roiv oiroi. And it seems that it wasn't roiv oiroi. So it's good. So then, because Bodak b'roiv moichoi. Then he wanted to see, maybe the moich, is there roiv moich or not? So that means it would seem that he wanted to be matrif, that even though Rav Oiroi is not Nifsak, but maybe Rav Moichai is Nifsak. Amalei, so Rav told him, Im Rav Oiroi Kayin, Moyach ze einoi male ve einoi moire. So Mamela, so there's no need to be Boidik the Moyach, because if the Oir is not Nifsak Ruboi, so the Moyach, perhaps we said before, will go back together. There's no tarfis in the psika of the moyach. What does Rashi say? Bodak b'roi v'oiroi, v'ashker lo yifsek rubei, v'hoda boi l'mifdek b'roi v'moichoi, the nevinamikayim. He told them, this is not necessary. If roi v'oiroi is kayim, it's irrelevant if the moyach is nifsak or not nifsak. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nismarech Posel, Nismasmeis Posel. Now we're speaking about the Moyach in the Chut HaShedre. What happens if it became liquidy, or it became not so liquid, it's like a jelly form. So what is the din? Eze hamroche veizehu hamasmeso. Hamroche koshen nishpach kikitoy. It spills out. If there'll be a nekiv there, it'll run out. So mamish, so the moyach, the chuta shedrem, became mamish, like a liquid, like mime, and if there'd be a nekev, it would spill out. Masmiso ko she'enoi yochel lamoy. Now, if you want to see a picture in the Sichas Chulim, Kuf Ayin Aleph, here we have, in Kuf Ayin, Tzia 145 Gimel, here we have that it's mamish like a liquid, and it runs out. If you have a nekev in the oir of the chuta shedra, it will run out. That's now. And mismasmasa ko she'ena yochel lamed. So he has the picture over here in Tzia 147 Gimel. On the right side, we have over here that if there would be a hole in the oir, that is the picture on the right, it wouldn't run out, because it's like a jelly form. It's not, it won't run out. But if you hold the chut ha-shedre, so the chelik that you're not holding will bend over. That means if the moyach is strong, nothing happened to the moyach. So if you hold the chut ha-shedre a little bit before the top, so it will be straight up. It won't bend over, because it has body in it. The moyach and the chut ha-shedre will keep it up straight. But if it became in a jelly form, so then it bends over. So that also is a siman treifes. Let us see what Rashi says. Sit Rashi, nismarech posul, nismas meis posul gasim. Bachut ha-shedra ko, he's going on the chut ha-shedra. Ba'av al-gav, the mismas meso, kilo me'am rochim leforish va'osu. That means if nismarech is, if nismas meis is posul, it's less liquidy than and it's malche, and if this is possible, afalochi tone tavai, di tone, ha mismas olachude, if we don't say mismas, ha mavshini dani nishpachikite, that would say mismas means it became very liquidy, and if you'd make a nekiv, it would run out. I wouldn't know the din, that if it's in a jelly form, the Eina Yochel Lamoid is also trait. Amrosh, Amroche Loshen Murach, Katsofen, Shenisrachecha, Vinasis got very soft, Vinasis Hamoyach Beseich Akrum Kemai. The Moyach inside, the Krum inside the spinal cord, so it got very liquidy as water. Venishpach miroisha le seifai, miseifa le roishai, that means, you could, it goes from one end to another, and it's mamish like a liquid. Vimoye neich, vinoisei, hayaisi derech haneke. And, nismaso is veneyocha lamoi, neisha nase tzolu, and also it's, I got a little, It's not a solid anymore. Avoloi kol kach shiye nishpach kikitn shomayim. Avok shoich zin oisoi. But when you'll hold the chut ha-shedre, umeiniach tzosoi lemayla meyodoi, and you'll leave over a little lemayla meyodoi, so it doesn't have any body to it, hu nishpach v'noifo, so it doesn't hold straight, it bends over. So that's Nismasa is also possible. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, now Rabbi Yirmiya klarda shayla, eino yocha lamoid mipnei kveidoi mai. What is, if we have a similar situation, I have a chut ha-shedre, and I'll hold it, and it'll bend over, that means the chelik, above the mokim achize does not have body, it'll bend over, but the reason is not because it became into a liquid form. The moyach became into a liquid form. No, the reason is there is a tremendous kaivet, there's a tremendous weight that's bearing down on the chut ha-shedre. It means it's a thick chut ha-shedre. That is why it cannot support itself and it will bend down. So, So let's see what Rashi says. We have a thick chut ha-shedre, the kovet and it's heavy. That means Mibifnim the chelik hamoyach that's in the spinal cord is not nisrachet. Mau. So what are the two study ashayla? Maybe choli huze shemachbidoi. That alone that is not capable of supporting itself and it bends down could be this alone is a choli. And so this choli is also matrif. I like, maybe not. This is the reason it bends down is because it's off, it's thick, the kovet, could be it's not a choli. It seems, the shalos, if it's a simen or a sibit, I mean, if the eniyoch alamoid is a simen, seems it's a simen that inside the mayach, is not firm. So, that's why it's straight. But over here, it could be it's firm. No, for another reason, it's bending down. Well, if it's a sibe, that means that should never occur that the it should not be able to support itself, and if it can't support himself, that's why there's a choyli there, and so it's a sibit. Now Rashi, before we said when we spoke about the moyach, the psikas ha-moyach, is loy malo v'loy moyach. That means what we're worried about if the oyer around the moyach is split. So then the contents of the spinal cord will leave the spinal cord and get into the goof, and that'll be maimus the behemoth. But the moyach alone is lemal of lemoyach. Here, all of a sudden, we're speaking about when it got in the liquid form. Here, all of a sudden, we say it's straight. Now, here, the problem is in the moyach, not in the oyer hamakif es hamoyach. So Rashi wants to explain what is the difference. So Rashi says as follows: V'chol hani nismarech v'nismasmeis. Bechlal nifsak achutu. The psul is not out the what is happening to the moya. No, it's nifsak achut. How would you have nifsak achut? The kimlu l'rabbonon, the shemitoich likuize. That the moya inside the spinal cord became liquidy. A kochel, there's an infection there of something that made it from a solid to a liquid. Shemitoich likui ze osid li nokeveli posek. It's going to penetrate the oil. So that's the first malach in Rashi. The talfis is out the oil of the psikas oil. And when the oil opens up, then it's bitter. So whatever is inside the spinal cord leaks out. But the if it isn't such a matzav, it will create a nekiv in the psyche in the earth. Inami ein pisi godol mizeh, that afal gav damor moich zeh lemal v'loy moichid mikom animili v'afchode avol v'amroch eloy. So I think the Ashbel wants to say that if we'll say before the lomdus of psikas ha-moyach is because it will heal, if it is protected by the air, it will eventually heal. That is dafke, if it's maya. But if it became into a liquid form, then it's unhealable, so ein lecha psike gadol mizeh. And you zicha rechen with the maya. Beirav omri, nismas meis posel. So the Rav wants to say like this: I agree, if it's nismas meis, it became in a jelly form, it's posel. Ein yochalami b'fnei kveida, it's posel. It's ein yochalami. But nismas meis kosha. What if it's nismas meis? Now, what is the taish nismas meis? Let's see Rashi. But with this Rashi, teiku b'chol teiku nisure l'chumre, that was by Mivnei Kveda. Nismas meis posel could come with. Nismas meis koshel. Hocha hodo noker nismas meis posel. Loi teima nismas meis v'nismas meis chodi l'plugi osses. He said, no, I agree that nismas meis is posel. Nismas meis. Nisroikein mehamoyach miktsosoi me'elo. That means the spinal cord is full of moyach. That's the contents of the spinal cord. Now what happens if a chelik of the spinal cord nisroikein mehamoyach miktsosoi me'elo, somehow it's missing some of the contents in the spinal cord. It's missing. Is there a problem in this? Rashi v'aistois miktsosoi. Not Ubay. Miktsosoi. Is there a problem in this? So Be'rav said, Nismaz meis kosher. Meis vei, so we moya sa kasher. Rav Shimon ben Alozo ima, Beheime she nismaz meis moicho, treifo. And l'cheira Rashi learns pshat, we're speaking about the moyach inside the spinal cord. And he said that it's treifo.
So the Gemara says, "Ahi nismasmes itma." No, you learned wrong pshat or the Rav Shimon laws. He wasn't matrif by nismasmes. He wasn't matrif by nismasmes. Zok the Gemara weiter. Any? No, you can't. How could you say that it's kosher? Well, Levi have a Yosef bei Masus. Levi was sitting in a merchot. Seems it was slippery there. Chazye lahu gavre v'toye l'reishe. So he saw someone that banged his head in the wall. The stomach slipped. He banged his head in the wall, and he said, "Oma nismazmeis moichei." The day. So he gave a krecht. He didn't, he would say, Nebuch, this zetz was a good zetz. He saw how he zetzed himself. And this zetz brought about this mazmeis moicha the day. That means a chelik of the moyach became this mazmeis, which means that a chelik of the moyach is nechsa. So you see, now we have here a problem, which Tosfos is going to be ma'irav, that here we're talking about he banged his head. And Levi said that because of this bang, the achelik of the mayach is nisroikin, this missing achelik of the mayach. And he nebuch, he gave a krecht, nebuch, this zet nismazmeis mayach the dain. So what does that mean? Lav the loichayis. What is the krechs was for a purpose. That Nebuch, he just became a traitor now. He won't be able to live. So we see that if a chelik of the moyach became this mazmeis, so it's traitor. My lav the loichayis. Amar Abaye loyloima she'ini moylit. It means the zera that a person is mazria is noita from the moyach and goes down to the chutashedre. So memele, so that's what he said. He won't be able to have children anymore because of this nismazmeis. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi. Nismazmeis moichei dedein doyekoye olo for omar oi loyla ze she nismazmeis moichei that his moich was nismazmeis she ne moile Rashi says toldei seish min hamoyachu ibo. That is a picture in the Sichas Chulin Daf Kufayin Beis Tzir 151 Gimel. So he says how it comes down from the Chut HaShedre to the Gid. Told us ish min ha-moyich ibo she-gid ha-noshe shel yerech v-gid ha-gviye kulon mechaborim l-chut ha-shedre shum mispatzol v-yoytei mitachas ha-shedre. Let us just see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Nismazmeis moiche de dein. Teimel ribom, de maisi raye mi moiach de roish, de shiyuroi beneke. Mashu, le moiach ut ha-shedra, de shiyuroi beruboi. So I saw from Rabbi Yonis and Zechayna Lebrochem, that he says that L'chayre, you could be Mechalik. The Chaymer of the Moyach over the Chut HaShedre is in the Krum Shal Moyach. The Krum Shal Moyach is, there's a Nekev Mashu, and the oil that's that's Misaviv, the Chut HaShadre, is Berubay. But here we're speaking about that there was damage to the Moyach Shabay. So he says, in that there could be, there's no chilik between the this Moyach and this Moyach. If there's missing Moyach and Chiyas come side from the Moyach, side from the Moyach Chut HaShadre, so Memela, so could be therefore the Gemara rightly compared the Moyach in the Roish to the Moyach in the Chut HaShadre.